Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. On this thankful Thursday, as we continue thanking God for every book of the Bible, we've come to the book of Ecclesiastes, which is the 20th book of the Bible, and in the Old Testament. It is in the books of wisdom literature, and it is a book of prose, and not poetry. It's also a book of examination or experimentation. It seems to be written by Solomon in his later years, and it's written about a great experiment of his, of seeing what in life brings true happiness and satisfaction to your soul. We find out that at the end of that, the end of the book, this is the conclusion of it all. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. So would you pray with me at this time, and thanks to God for the book of Ecclesiastes. Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible, for it being your inspired word, for its perfection and maturity that it leads us to, and for its guidance on the way there. Father, we thank you for the book of Ecclesiastes found within it, how it reveals to us that you are hopeful that all people would understand the true meaning of life, and that you are helpful in providing an example of someone who tried everything and found out that everything under the sun was vanity. It was worthless if it wasn't for doing your will. Father, we thank you for the book of Ecclesiastes and the stories of the real person of Solomon, and his experiences in life that we can learn from and seek true gratification from you and your word, knowing that that is our ultimate end. Father, we thank you for the book and how it establishes your wisdom applies to our daily lives, and you expect us to use it, and that Solomon's great wisdom was to be shared with others, and we benefit that from that today in this book. We see that the wisest person on earth still made mistakes, and he wrote this book in order to help us avoid those same mistakes, that we don't have to go through that experiment like he did, that we can understand that our purpose in life is to fear you and keep your commandments, and to do so out of love, and we're so thankful for that. We thank you for the promise and the echo of Solomon as Christ in his kingship and in his wisdom and in their humanity as well. We thank you for the book of Ecclesiastes and the stories and the lessons found within it. We know that a life without you is vanity. We thank you for all these things, and we pray in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thanks for joining me in prayer. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul. Escaped the test.